Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying something Amen.
That was awesome. Thank you.
All right. You know, those who know me know I love it. Hold on for 1 minute. Hold on for 1 minute. Okay. Now I'm back. Like I said, you know, those who know me know that I really, really love music. And, you know, that virgin, Sweet Chariot, coming to take me on, you know, there's thousands of versions of it. And, but I don't know who made these arrangements, but, you know, I was on a meeting a week ago with the National Council of Elders, and they played this song, and I was taken by it. because it made me move and make me, you know, had to stomp my feet, you know, how some of us are, you know, deep into stuff, but this, you know, but it has a lot of meaning towards it. And it reminded me of the National Black Unity News. You know, you can take traditional things and put new twists on them, new terminology and new ways of doing things. And that's exactly what we have done with the National Black Unity News. And we've been around, for most of you know, we have some new people on here tonight. And, you know, we have gone through many changes. We have ups and downs and in and out. But, you know, the publication is still going forth. We're meeting new people. And as we speak right now, a couple of our editors are in Africa. And they're sharing this publication. They're doing quite a few other things as well. But this is goes to show you that, you know, we don't know how far reaching this publication has gone since the inception of it. But we do know that lately, just like say, for instance, this past Tuesday, I was on this gentleman call. I keep getting that guy's last name or something. But he has a nationwide plat. I wasn't aware of that. But they allowed us to do Brother High Key. He has set this up where we had, you know, I've been talking to people all over the country, you know, since that program. And I'm glad to report that people had went online and looked at this publication, and they was well pleased with it. They was well pleased with, you know, not just the makeup of the publication, but they was pleased with the article, the layout, you know, the whole concept of what we are doing, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody who also knows, if whoever listened to me, I say this come by divine inspiration, because we are outside the box. We are not standing by no sense of the imagination. We don't do things in traditional way. Yes, we render to Caesar what is Caesar's, but we render to God what is God. And by because of this, by divine inspiration, and I believe this is just David Murphy belief, that that's why you are here. Because you are sent as well, because most people come on this podcast, especially the panel on here. And we also have people here right now that's on Facebook Live. We have Brother Satai, we have Blog Talk Radio. So we are simulcasting this podcast and on by design. That's why we always have a small group of people on here, because we do not send this link out to the masses. Because in the past, we had what they call bombed. And, you know, when people come in here and take advantage of, you know, the information, put all kinds of crazy stuff on the podcast while it's live. So that's why we decided not to do that. And we keep it small this way, keep it intimate, and we can, you know, pretty much get everybody involved in the conversation. But before we get into our subject matter tonight, I just want to welcome everybody who's on Blog Talk Radio, who's on Facebook Live, and especially thanks to those who are with us on the Zoom call. And before we start out, as always, my brother Satai, co-host of the National Black Unity News podcast, has always had some positive information to share with us. So, Brother Satai, you got it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, David. And yes, we have a host of people that's been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. I don't have the actual statistics right now, but I know like the last couple of broadcasts, we had well over 50 people that had tuned in. And, I'll keep you up to date on that. But we always do, we do a reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success to open up this podcast. And I want to thank all of my people that are simulcastly listening in to this podcast on Blog Talk Radio and those that are on Facebook Live listening to it. And a reading for tonight, July 25th. Better Homes and God. There is only one source, Spirit of God. There is no need to search any further. Barbara King, pastor of Hillsdale International Truth Center. Philosophers, wise men, and poets are nearly unanimous in their conclusion that the ultimate goal of life is to be happy. Yet happiness for most of humanity is a butterfly that pursued is always just beyond our grasp. Why? What is there about happiness, which is free to all, that makes it so rare? Success and happiness are often coupled as goals, as if the attainment of the first automatically guarantees the second. Not so. All of us know successful people who are miserable. I know a man who thought he would be happy if he accumulated $100,000 by his 40th birthday. This he did rather easily. He then set a goal to become a millionaire. He also did several years later. He still was not happy, not in the least. He couldn't rest. He wanted more and more. It seems as if we all are seeking better food, better clothing, better cars, better homes, and gardens. Perhaps the ultimate purpose of life itself is the testing of the human spirit, to develop it into something better. The ultimate success of an individual, then, is not to be found in the material results of his labor, for entire civilizations have been buried in the sand and dust of iniquity, chasing this exclusive goal. Success can only be found in the human spirit itself. Each of us has been entrusted with a fragment of that human existence to spark our own existence from birth to death. It's not what you have in your wallet that makes you special. It's what you have in your heart. You will be rich when you enrich the life spirit within you. And that's very, very important to understand that. I repeat that again. You will be rich when you enrich the life spirit within you. We all have a spirit within us, and our goal as we journey through this testament of time is to enrich that spirit and to be able to share that spirit with as many people as possible and bless other people, as his brother David has done with the National Black Unity News. Bless many people, and as he says, he's a servant of service. And so, you know, be true to the cause, and remember, you become rich by using the rich spirit that's within you. So with that said, David, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir.
I appreciate that, sir. And you know what? I talked to quite a few people this week. And I've been telling people, you know, sometimes these little stumbling blocks is in our way sometimes. You know, I am one wealthy man in so many ways. I'm serious about that. And I am totally convinced, based on my own experience, not what I've read or what I heard, based on my own experience, I'm totally convinced that there is a God and that there, and this paper is ran by divine inspiration in spite of my best efforts. You know, most of the time, to be quite frank, I get in the way. But I have recently just sit back and do what I could. But it is so amazing to watch God work, not only in my life, but in your lives as well, because a lot of things have happened in and around us. And so I'm sold out, you know, for me, how they say it, for me and my house, you know, I'm totally convinced. But the National Black Unity News is on a mission. And our mission is to uplift us, to equal the playing field, not to put down any group or race of people, but to uplift our own, to share information from our own experiences in life. And a lot of you have been through so much over the years. You have gained a lot of experience in this and in that. And a lot of you have multi-talents, and you have used them over in your lifetime. But you know, but there are so many people that's going through so many different things. And sometimes they just need to hear from somebody else, you know. And because we have these type of experiences in life and we're willing to share them with people, you know, it makes a world of difference sometimes. Now, recently, and I'm going to bring this up, there's quite a few people on here now who have events, upcoming events, and I'm going to give you all the chance to share with that. But there's a little special young lady on here this evening. This is the first time she's been with us, and I just met this young lady. I know she didn't expect me to do this, but I just met this young lady over the weekend at one of our editors' events. Vernon Street and I attended Danielle's event this Saturday. And it was a small group of people, dedicated people who had great products and services. The atmosphere was great. The food was great. The people was great. The people got to share what they do and why they do. But this young lady came up to me. And, you know, I had the opportunity to speak as well. And she came to me and said, you know, she introduced herself And she came straight up, you know, straight out, you know, saying that she's into mental health and this, that. And she told me, you know, a horror. Well, it was a very sad story. But if she don't mind, because I'm asking her to share, because, you know, like I say, from where I sit, I get to talk to a lot of the editors. And no matter how strong we are, especially I'm talking about myself, I'm a strong black man. But I'm weak in so many different areas at times. And I confuse myself at times. But, you know, God always has a way of confirming, uplifting, reassuring you that, you know, you're not on this road by yourself. You ain't the only one who go through things. But it's not what you go through all the time. It's how you overcome it. And, Jasmine, can you unmute yourself, please?
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I want you to introduce to this young lady that I met this past Saturday at this event. And, you know, she inspired me greatly, not only by her testimony, but, you know, it is so good to see our young people, our up-and-coming people, who's planning on doing great and wonderful things. So could you share with you what you shared with me in that brief meeting that we had Saturday about who you are, what you're doing, why you do the things that you do?
Of course. Good evening, everyone. My name is Jasmira Smothers. I am 25 years old, born and raised in Red Bank, New Jersey, but now I reside in Columbia, Maryland. I shared with Mr. Murphy over the weekend how I myself am a motivational speaker and a self-published author, but in the midst of everything that it is that I do, I am suffering with something. On April 12th, Resurrection Sunday to be exact, of 2020, my two-year-old son transitioned to his afterlife. My son was at his father's house. He was in the tub. Dad walked away just for a short time. When he returned, my son was no longer breathing. So to be in the midst of my 20s and to take the loss that I've taken is something that a lot of people question me about my strength. And they wonder where my strength comes from. And I'm not afraid to let them know that my God is the only God that can provide what it is that I need mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, whatever it is that I need. There's one person that can provide it all, and that is my God. And as I continue through my journey, I just try to encourage and empower other people to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because in the midst of everything that's going on in the world, when we lose sight of the most important thing, where we lose sight of where our richness truly comes from, it causes us to become distracted and weak. And when we depend on that humanly flesh, it causes us to lose sight of what God is capable of doing. So aside from the God piece of it, even though I put him in the midst of everything that it is that I do, aside from that, I'll also focus on mental health awareness, because this is something within the black community that we seem to stray away from, or we do not conversate about, because it's something that we do not suffer from, apparently. So as being a part of this generation, where mental health awareness is becoming one of the number one topics in the world, I just want to be a part of this generation to be a leader as God has positioned me to be, so that I can help others, whether if they're my age or older or even younger, to just know that they're not alone and that somebody sees them.
I think she froze up. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, thank you, Jasmira, for your testimony and for sharing with us. Because, like I say, you know, you instill hope in me, because, like I say, we all have our own journeys to go on. And unfortunately, it's all of them not the same. And we have tragedies in life. But, you know, one thing, if you live long enough, there will be troubles in your life. If it ain't happening to you, it's going to happen around you. But it's all the way how you look at it. You know, some of it can defeat us. Sometimes we allow it to defeat us. But, you know, we are so uniquely made. That's why I played that song in the beginning. Because, you know, I heard that song, so many various versions of it. But somebody took those arrangements. And that, you know, it, I don't know who put it together and this, that, and the way they arranged it. But it moved me. And I heard it 1,000 times, that same song, but it just moved me in a way. It took me a little deeper, you know, into my culture. Mm-hmm. It took me a little deeper into the word. It just took me places that, you know, that the other versions just didn't take me there. And so that's why in our own uniqueness, we all can make contributions. But before we get into the topic of the show, there's a couple of people on here. Brother Bill, can you unmute yourself? Can you unmute yourself, sir? Please do. Yes, sir. Now, Bill is the editor-in-chief of the National Black Unity Team News. Bill is a lot of things. Bill also actually is the founder of Black Men Unifying Black Men. And, you know, we've over the years, we've done so much. But, you know, Bill is giving an event this weekend. I just want him to share with, you know, because we got a couple of people got some events coming up. And so we want to let people know, you know, where, when, and how we can support. Go ahead, bro.
Well, first, I just want to say good evening to everybody. Of course, I just want to offer my support to the young lady that just got off and told her story. I mean, it was an amazing story. And we never know what's going to happen to us. But I'm just thankful to God that, you know, you're strong enough to keep on moving and keep doing what you're doing. So I just want to say thank you for you being you. And I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah, David, you know, what's happening this weekend, a lot of y'all familiar with a Silas Storm. Silas Storm is a phenomenal singer. And she's going to be performing at the Arts Social Club this Saturday on the 30th. The doors open at 3 o'clock. The show is from 4 to 7. And she's going to be performing with the Phil Butts Band, the Phil Butts and the Sunset Band, which is a band that's been around for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's only $20. I'm just encouraging people who want to come out and hear some good music and have a good time and socialize to come on out. You know, but more importantly, I just want to thank everybody that's been a part of the National Black Unity newspaper for continuing to be a part. And, you know, just to continue trying to spread the message to other people, man, so that this here newspaper will be the newspaper that people talk about for many, many, many years to come.
All right. I appreciate that, sir. Brother Carl Tate Ransom, how you doing this evening, sir? Can you unmute yourself?
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself, sir?
I'm hanging in there. No.
I know you got a lot of arms in the fall, man. You're growing and things are happening. Tell us what's up for forthcoming.
Well, first I want to offer my condolences as well to the sister who lost her son. It's absolutely amazing that something like that happened to her and she's able to keep going like that. So I offer my condolences to her. I'm also in the arts. I'm an actor, a singer, a screenwriter, award-winning filmmaker and director and so forth. And I started a black theater company a few years ago. It's a long name, but the name has meaning. It's something that God gave to me. The name of the company is Royal Hughes Melanin Manor African Ensemble Theater. The Royal Hughes is about the different shades of the skin tones of black people. And Melanin Manor is basically saying that we're all welcome as black people, because too many times there's still division amongst us and people still do that whole dark skin versus light skin thing, which really irritates me because we're all black when it comes to the complexion thing. But anyway, before the pandemic, my black theater company was about to really do some stuff, but then the pandemic happened and shut us down. So we're about to do our first production in over 2 years. We're doing a show about the legendary singer, Mr. Otis Redding, this coming weekend, Saturday, July the 30th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, July 31st at 4 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at Metropolitan United Methodist Church at 1121 West Landville Street on the corner of Landville and Carrollton. The tickets are $25. There is a ticket link where people can order online if they choose to, or they can get them in advance from me or purchase at the door. This is a very important production for us, because it is our first production back in over 2 years. And so we need a lot of support, because as I said before, my theater company is about using the arts to uplift and empower the Black community. And normally we do plays that focus on Black empowerment and Black healing and stuff like that. But I wanted to do something a little lighter to come back this time first, something where people can come and really enjoy and hear some good music, because we will be doing several of Otis Redding's songs. There's also a young sister, Aretha, Christian Harris, who will be portraying Aretha Franklin in this production in a scene with myself portraying Otis Redding. So we're getting everything together. We've been working hard and rehearsing for that. So that's this coming weekend, again, Saturday, July 30th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, July 31st at 4 p.m. at Metropolitan United Methodist Church, 1121 West Landville Street. I can leave all the information in the chat if anybody wants to reach me. So hopefully everybody can come out and enjoy the show.
You don't want to do a free commercial, do you? I put them on the spot.
I was just trying to get the information now. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to get them one day. No. I was talking about hit a note or two. Sitting on
oh
the back
God.
Of the basement.
Is that you going to put me on the spot? Not right now.
All right.
I tagged you in that video.
Okay. Yeah, I got it, though. Yeah, but I do it. Y'all want me to sing it? That's all right. Okay. I got it.
I tagged you in a video of me singing something.
No.
Okay.
They said no.
I will, though, but you know, that's all right. But any case, we're going to move right along. And, you know, this tonight, you know, it's more like an open mic thing. You know, I told you, you know, like I say, what's going on with us. You know, the National Black Unity News is growing. We're expanding our territory. And if you know anybody who, like I say, have a heart to give, to share, and want to uplift our people, then encourage them to, you know, to give us a call and let's reason together. Just maybe they can become an editor. And we may just have this young lady on here with us. She may end up being the editor with us. So, you know, so like I say, we be growing and we covering more territory. And we got some new people coming in already, you know, for this issue. So, you know, for this upcoming issue. And so, you know, like I say, God is opening doors, and unfortunately, he's closing some. But, you know, that's the way life is. You know, sometimes people come into your life just for a season to help you get whatever it is at that particular time. But nevertheless, you know, the ship is sailing, and I hope and pray that those who are with us right now continue on this journey, because, like I say, it is a journey. And we don't know where we're going to end up at. But I do know the prospects, you know, the things are really looking good. And I'm in a good place mentally, physically, spiritually. And, you know, and like I told you, I'm totally convinced. But, you know, we have some, you know, the National Black Unity News has some powerful people. And I got this brother on here. I know he don't care to speak to him, but I'm going to ask him anyway, because it's extremely important what this brother does. And that's Mr. Rico Crowley. Crowley, would you like to speak? Or you know I will. If you can't, unmute yourself, sir. Okay, well, let me share this about this brother, because most of us who know him, you know, he don't like to do too much talking, but his work speaks for him. And this brother has a program called God's Giving Hands. And what they do is help the needy, the homeless, those who are a little bit down on their luck. Not only do they provide nutritional food to them, but they provide information, they provide toiletries, clothing, you know, anything that can help people out. And it's not an easy task, you know, what they do, because they had to get donations, you know, then they had to put everything. And like nothing, move from one location to another location. And you best to believe every place they went to, there was a long line of people in line being served. And the beauty about what they're doing, not only was the people pleased with being served, but those who were serving was just as happy as they was, because, like I say, in the title, God Giving Hands, and both sides was winners, and especially me, because I had the opportunity to observe this operation. So kudos to you, Brother Rico Crowley. Keep doing what you're doing. And Vernon Street, my man, here. Vernon, what you got going on, sir?
I don't have anything right now. I'm just working behind the scenes and building the station. Just making connections and working on the, you know, upgrading it. I just got some cameras. So, you know, just working behind the scenes.
Well, and here's another modest brother. You know, like you said, he works behind the scenes. But Vernon, man, is, you know, he's one of them brothers, man, is a true soldier. You know, he just shows up. He don't have his hand out. You know, he don't be asking people to, you know, pay me for this pay. He just shows up on his own. He'll get on a bus, this, that, but God is blessing his brother, you know, with transportation, new equipment and stuff like this. And so because of his obedience, you know, that's the way God works, you know. He been planting seeds, and now they begin to prosper and grow. But in any case, we got Mr. Walter Murphy on here. Can you unmute yourself, sir?
Sir.
You know, and most of us who are on here do know that on Monday we do this podcast, but on Tuesday we focus more on the National Black Unity News. Can you give us a little insight what's coming up tomorrow night, sir?
Well, I can do that in a little bit more. But before I get into what's going on tomorrow night, I would like to comment on a couple of things that already transpired on this program already. Can I do that, Mr. Murphy?
Yes, you can.
Oh, fabulous. And first of all, Ms. Smothers, thank you so much for coming on board. I haven't had a chance to talk to you, but however, we will be talking in the near future, okay? And it's all good. I am the managing director of the National Black Unity News, and one of the things that we do is I want to welcome you in a formal way, okay? And so at the end of the day, you will be hearing from me, like I said, very, very soon. When it comes down to what was talked about in that music, David, that you so dearly love, I got to tell you that it moved me too. You know, I'm an old Mr. Ransom is, you know, I sing too. And fortunately for me, about maybe 20 years ago, now, I grew up on Otis Redding stuff. And it was kind of sort of like on the edge as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm a Temptation kind of guy, you know, the group kind of guy. But Otis was kind of raw for me. But then somewhere about 20 years ago, I saw a documentary on it. And let me tell you, it changed everything. Otis Redding is the bomb, and I appreciate you, Mr. Ransom, for keeping him alive, okay? And thirdly, when it comes down to Brother Satawi, he was talking about happiness. That is one of the most important things that any of us could ever do for ourselves. No offense, ladies and gentlemen, but you're here for a reason. And unfortunately, for most of us, they think, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to go here and all of that. All of that may be true. However, the most important thing that any of us can do for ourselves in this life is to find joy. Yeah, I'm gonna let that resonate. J-O-Y, joy. And that goes along with that concept of happiness. You're not guaranteed it. It's not always constant. But when you pursue it, you'd be surprised some of the outcomes. Now, in reference to tomorrow night, Kathleen Murphy is our host. Normally, we have a number of hosts. Now, understand something. Let me take that back. We have one host, and then we also have you guys come on to do your thing like you kind of did this afternoon for Ms. Smothers, okay? But it's a little bit broader. We really kind of in depth. We give you a whole block of maybe 15 to 20 minutes to do your thing. And for those individuals who have not done it yet, who have not done a Tuesday night call yet, get in contact with Kathleen Murphy. If not, you can get in contact with me, and I can get in contact with her. She's the one that normally sends out the Tuesday night call. Her email is attached to it. So you can always get in contact with her and schedule some of the important events that you guys are looking forward to down the road. In other words, some of you guys want some major projects, like Vernon, for instance. Vernon got one heck of a TV program. And all of you don't know all of what he does. And so, therefore, a lot of you are not having any programs on his TV show. And you shouldn't. I'm going to say that one more time. You know, all of you who have programs, all of these videos and all these podcasts that you guys are doing, if you're not contacting Mr. Vernon Streeter about having your content on his station, you're missing out. And so it's those things that happen on Tuesday nights. And on top of that, we have a wonderful, 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 I consider that to be a call. What do you call that? chemistry and a culture. That's the word I was looking for. The culture of Tuesday night is a little bit different from tonight. The culture on Tuesday nights is just, the difference is, I believe it's maybe Kathleen, okay? But the point, the bottom line is that we really look forward to you guys seeing you tomorrow, because and tomorrow we got a real special program. And when I say that, the National Black Unity News has been around for a while, but a lot of you guys don't know who and what the National Black Unity News totally is, or if some of its missions and some of the other things that goes along with who we are, what we do, and why we're doing what we do. Come by tomorrow, we get a little bit of that, and I have a special video for you guys that's going to maybe enlighten you about some of the things that you're doing for yourselves and maybe to help you get to where you're going just a little bit faster with a little bit ease, a bit more ease. Okay, but that's pretty much what's going on with me and Tuesday nights. And back to you, David.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Dr. Nala Ali, can you unmute yourself, please?
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, Dr. Ali is an author. She's a motivational speaker. She does quite a few other things. Would you like to share a little thing, what's going on with you? And
sure. Hold on 1 second. Let me do a little bit. Doing pretty good. I'm glad to be on the call. I'm excited about what everybody is doing. You guys are doing some great and mighty things. I tell you, God is so good how he is just really working through his people, you know, today. I try to tell people and encourage individuals that we can't look at the negative. We got to look at the positive and continue to reach out to others and let them know that, yes, there is a lot of things going on in the world, but there is a lot of positive things going on as well. And I actually am excited about what you all did last Saturday. There were so many people in Baltimore. I didn't get a chance to come, but I know that there was a lot of the people from the newspaper who were doing great things, and I just want to give kudos to all of you guys and encourage you to continue to keep doing the good work that you are doing. As far as my work right now, I'm completing my journal. It's called the Triumphant Queen Journal. The journal is for African-American women, and it talks about the Black queens who have conquered and done so many things, and just encouraging women to continue on their journey to, yes, we are going through a lot of mental health. There's a lot of things going on in our community with, you know, different people who have challenges. And, of course, our people have never been one to actually, you know, want to look at mental health and look it in the face and actually say it for what it is. But I'm really glad that our people are now, for the first time, I think, since COVID, are really standing up and looking and saying, yes, I need counseling. Yes, I need help. So this journal is actually just a journal to let women know that, hey, we can triumph through it all. Even though we have challenges, we can triumph and we can fight the good fight of faith and know that we're going to come out on the other side. I'm also building my business, World Kingdom Society. We have lots of different product pillows and all different kind of things representing King David and King Solomon, letting our people know that that is who and where we came from, that we are from the 12 tribes of Israel. We're from Shem, and we are actually royalty. So I'm excited about World Kingdom Society coming forth, and you'll be hearing more about that soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Look, a gentleman just chimed in. Jerry, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's another young man. Well, he ain't all that young, but he's been around the block once or twice. But he approached me. He heard me on the that podcast I mentioned to you on Tuesday. And this gentleman, man, you know, like I said, you'd be surprised of the journeys that we've been on. And Jerry, just a little briefly, tell people who you are and what you do.
My name is Jerry Jackson. And let me see if I can pull up my picture here. And I work in media. And I've been doing this for about 43 years. And the list is pretty wide at the TV stations I worked at, from BET to CNN to NBC to CBS to, you know, interviewing presidents and the whole nine yards. And And it's been, you know, 43 years. And now it's time to, you know, because I just heard a young lady talking about the pandemic. Now it's time to live life to its fullest, because tomorrow's not, well, you hear this all the time, but now you can definitely say tomorrow is truly not promised to anyone. And so we really can't afford to waste our time not being where we should be in our life now. It's really time to take life seriously and really, you know, live your true dreams on what you really want to do. So, you know, I'm at David. I'm a radio fanatic. I listen to, you know, I've been listening to talk shows ever since I was 15. And so, you know, you learn a lot from listening to other people, because I definitely don't know all the answers. And so that's the reason why I joined this organization, is because I just believe in power networking now. And most important for me is not making the same mistakes I've made in the past, you know, not doing the same things that you've done in the past that didn't work out, and being able to, you know, move forward in life and do some power networking and doing, you know, just connecting with people that are about making sure that we succeed as a village. Because, you know, we have a lot of selfish people, you know. Like one of my biggest challenges right now, maybe you guys can help me out with this, is that we have a lot of white guilt that's out here now. And they're giving away a lot of money. So one of the questions I'm asking myself, if you had an opportunity to start a business and get the support of someone who is black, or get the support of someone who is white, which one would you choose? Because, yeah, money is green, doesn't really matter. But, you know, like I said, you have white people with white guilt. And because of that, you know, they'll freely help you out, no problems. And then, or do you struggle still trying to find these black people that are many that are out here that are willing to help you in business or whatever you want to do in life? I mean, does that make any sense to you guys? Because, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that because of time, you got to make the right decision. It could be either and or. But if you had to go in a certain direction, you know, because of the nature of my business, what I do for a living, I run into or involved in a lot of interviews of very successful people. And that opens up the door for me to connect with them. But they come from all different backgrounds. So that's one of the questions I'm kind of struggling with now. It's like, okay, here's this white guy, seems real cool. You know, we got a couple of white cats who have donated money to schools. The two perfect examples. You have what's the guy in he lives in Denver, who gave money to Morehouse, a graduating class, Smith. Can't think of Smith.
Robert Smith,
I think his name.
Yeah.
And then you have this white guy in Cleveland who went to a high school and did the same thing. And then he made it so that you can choose, one of your parents can go to the college also. And then he formed another group of other white people who went out to other black high schools and did the same thing. And what was interesting about this guy is, I guess he was feeling guilty because he made his fame and fortune out of telling what? The very thing that put us in prison, which is drugs. So he sells marijuana, legally, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just real interesting how, and I guess he was feeling guilty and said, well, you know, I want to give back. So that's what he does now. And I got a direct connection to him because of where I work at.
Well, let me say this to you, Jeremy. When we first spoke, he told me about, you know, his journey far as what he does with the cameraman and the people that he's met. But, you know, just like when I met Jasmira, a young lady, she's on a journey, you know, and she's about to enter into some new things. Here this brother, man, he's up in, I ain't going to tell you how old you're up, but I say he's in his 60s. And here he had been working 40-something years at this place. Now he has a vision that he wants, you know, after all of them years, man, he wants to expand his territory in something else now. So like I say, it's never too early and it's never too late. But like I tell people, when I get up in the morning, I'm 70-something. I feel like I'm just getting out of high school. I got work to do.
Yeah,
you know,
I
so
admire
much
your,
on my
your...
plate, man. So many things to do, places to see. And so, like I said, I don't care how old you are, how young you are. Go ahead, brother. No, go ahead.
I admire your energy, man. If anybody is a role model about not giving up, I was thinking about a Bob Marley song when I was driving home from work. And it was, I can't even think of it right now. But he's a prophet anyway. But one of the things I told David is, you know, what's interesting is that for all the issues that we have in our community and that black folks are facing, all the answers are already here. There's nothing that we need to do that's new. The answers are in our music. It's in our, it's culturally right in front of our faces. It's in our books. It's in our, a few preachers have answers. One of my favorite preachers I enjoy listening to is Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who is also a prophet. And what I told David was, I finally realized that the secret ingredient to changing our community around is young people.
Amen.
If you look at our past history, it's clearly written that King and Malcolm and the list just goes on and on and on. They didn't start leading when they were in their 40s and 50s. They led as teenagers. And that's the lesson I'm learning is that, you know, we need to empower our young people. They are the most powerful force that we have in our community because, let's say if you're a grandparent and your grandkids are a good folks, there's nothing in the world you won't do for them. That's power. That's a lot of power.
That's right. And no talking about. All right, sir. But Jerry, I appreciate you coming on. And Jerry is a new editor in the National Black Unity News. And so, like I said, we have a family here. Jerry, I want you to keep coming back. And once you start meeting these folks, man, you're going to see how much interaction that will take place. You know, and a lot of connections. You know, right now I could connect you with 9 or 10 people right on this call right now. You know, so, but in any case, we're going to move right along. Dr. Pender, can you unmute yourself, sir? Dr. Pender, if you can unmute yourself, there you go.
When you get through, I'm going to say something.
Okay, got you, Bill. All right, while we're waiting on Dr. Pender, go ahead, Bill, take it.
No, first I was listening to. I just want to say congratulations to everybody that's just coming in. And I was listening to Brother Ransom. And Wednesday, at 11 o'clock, Reggie Vine is opening up a new restaurant, and it's a grand opening, and it's at 300 West 30th Street at 11 o'clock. So anybody that could come, I'm asking you to come, and especially Brother Ransom, because I'm sure he could get rid of a few tickets there for the production that they're doing. And then also, David, I would just like to remind people that, you know, David, you're part of one of the founders of Black Man Unifying Black Man, since you mentioned it, that, you know, the first Saturday of every month, we have breakfast where we bring countless of black men and black boys together. So it's important that black man who wants to be connected to other black men make these breakfasts that we have been doing for going on 9 years, because we have connected a lot of black men together to do a lot of powerful things. So I just want to put that plug out in terms of the breakfasts that we sponsor the first Saturday of every month.
All right. I appreciate that. Brother Henson, while we're waiting on Dr. Pender, can you unmute yourself, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. I think I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about young folks, you know, young people. They were just talking about that. And you have some program that's coming forth, you know, dealing with some of our young people, right?
Yeah.
You might want to move a little closer to your mic because you kind of muddled there.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, much better.
So first, I'd like to send my condolences to the beloved dead. Love is always here. And I also like to thank all of the leaders for here tonight. I know you guys know iron sharpens iron, and that's the reason why they're here. So, all of those women, my name is Melvin Henson, and I'm a too small business. My 30-year business is in rehab consulting by trade. I specialize in helping people with home ownership. I am a member of Black Men Unifying Black Men, IBA, and a lot of other community-affiliated programs. It is important for us, you know, to give back to our community. Very important. It's important for us to be connected. That's very important. The new business I have is called Community Business Service, and that is a social enterprise that we're working on right now in order to unify all of the schools that we have collectively in order to put our programs together so that we can build our own pace. We need to take time to understand that we should not be struggling at the grant table. We should have our own money. We have our own money. It's time for us to learn how to do things. That's our real issue. I don't want to go too deep into the weeds. However, you know, we all know who spends the most money. Black people, $300 billion. And why are we struggling? We're not the schools, but that's fine. So that is the new business, again, for Community Builders Coalition. I am talking with leaders around the city right now, trying to get them involved, because that's where the movement is, because that's really what it's going to be, a movement. We must come together and stop struggling for grants. There is a such thing as a nonprofit salvation cycle. I don't have to tell you what culture is struggling with the grants. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to close in this statement here. We have some pretty talented people here when we're talking about it. And the thing in a nutshell is, you know, it's imperative that we come together. You know, leave your hat at the door. Bring your ideas and your smart communicators. And we need to iron out what we need to do as a culture so we can stop struggling. We're only struggling because we make ourselves struggle by not knowing what to do. I talk to a lot of nonprofits. A lot of them are working together. Okay? So with that being said, I'm proud to see so many powerful people here. I'm looking forward to working with each and every one of you here. And I'm going to ask Brother Davis to send an email with so that we can find each other. We need to be able to talk to each other through email so that we can ask questions and meet up. Brother Bill is well connected with events going around the city. I will be at Art Social on Saturday. I'm going to be at the Brothers Restaurant tomorrow at 11. Those are people that's all connected around the city. We need to get involved so that we can find the resources that we already have to bring them together. So in closing, you know, thank you guys for taking the time to listen to me. And Brother David, thanks again for what you do. And I'm looking forward to working with you.
All right, man. You know we appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody on there. But Trudy, how you doing this evening? Can you unmute yourself?
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, how's everything? And I know you got some commentary, so give it up.
it's kind of like in the back seat. Always inspired by Satawi and his message. When you played the video, I thought about Lift Every Voice and Sing. That is a forgotten part of us. And we don't even think about it. Not only is it the Negro National Anthem, it was also my college school's song that we had then. Listening to Ms. Smothers, all I can do is just pray and support whatever direction that you're going in. I think addressing mental health is a very good issue. We were always told to be quiet, sit back, you know, and what don't kill you will only make you stronger. And sometimes it kills you. But I also want to say that what we go through is not only for us, it's for somebody else. You know, and I'm sure everybody has their personal journeys. I have a testimony that's probably 2 hours long, so I ain't even going to go into it. But, I mean, I understand and I get it. There is, in the words of my mom, she's deceased, but she used to say, take the bitter with the sweet. That's an old expression. You know, when David was talking, it just came to my heart. There is a season for everything, and this is the time. There is no other time chiming in on everybody else. This is the time. This is our. I wanted to also say failure is the recipe for success. A lot of times people fail and they quit. You have to go back and look at what part of it and do it again. That's how inventors, you know, whatever they invented, they went back and they looked at where the product could be better or where the service could be better. So you have to be vigilant when it comes to that. And when we talk about us as a culture, why are we struggling? Because we have to keep our money in our community just like everybody else. If we don't, then we have less than more. We already know the statistics. And if people are going to ignore it, then that's why we're struggling. But that's all I have. That's my 2 cents.
And I appreciate your 2 cents because it makes sense. And, you know, we got Dr. Leroy McKenzie on here. He was at, you know, like I say, things though. See, we're expanding, and like we got a couple events at pretty much the same time this Saturday coming. We had 2 events going on at the same time last Saturday, that, you know, that we needed to be representative. But because we are here, there, and we now begin to be everywhere, Brother Umoja, Brother Milan, and Dr. McKenzie was at the other event. And I'm be honest with you. I'm getting smarter. I was on my way over there. But do you know how hot it was Saturday? And this was an outside event. And so, you know, I used my common sense. Say, Dave, you better go back in the air conditioning. And see, them brothers can hold down the fort over there. And they did. So can you expand what went on a little bit, Dr. McKenzie, over there past Saturday?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me, Brother David? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, we can.
Yeah. Yeah, this past Saturday, it was the Speak Life Tour event that Miss Catherine Trotter had. It was a full day of just performances. It was a great day for kids, for the community, for family. There was the what do you call it, the big bounce thing. They had an artist there that you could get a portrait done of you. It was vendors that were there, for-profit and not-for-profit organizations that were represented there. It's just a great day to kind of be in the community, for the community, see some of the great young people that came out in performances. If you haven't, what I'll try and do is we did video. Some of it is a video. I know Catherine videoed a lot of it. So what I'm going to do is see if I can't pull a lot of it from her page, and you can see some of the performances. And then you know, the different vendors that were represented there, because I did a video as well too, and I'll post that to the newspaper's page on Instagram and on Facebook as well too. But it was just a great day. But like you did, like you mentioned, Brother David, it was a very hot day. It was, I know it, I think every bit of 100 degrees, but it was still a phenomenal day. And I'm glad you did, you know, stay inside in the air conditioning. That was a smart move. And even though they did have a area in the building that they, you know, that they had for people so that you could get out of the sun or didn't have to be out in the weather, but it was a lot cooler inside there because they knew what it was. And there was plenty of water, lemonade stand that was there too, snowballs. So it was and water and food that was there to keep people hydrated and keep people fed as well too. It was a really great day. And just such positive stuff going on. Just the two events that you mentioned, Brother David, that were going on at the same time in this city. And I did, one of the posts that I did is that people want to talk about all of the negative things that are going on in our city. But here you have two great events, two family-oriented events that people should have been flooding to be at. I get it. It's, you know, it's hot outside. It's an outside event. But at the same time, you know, these are things that are put on for the community and are about uplifting our community and uplifting the people within our community and everything like that. So I'm glad that the National Black Unity News was there to be able to represent and to be able to, you know, just talk a little bit about what we do, who we are, and be a presence, a media presence. In the community and at events like this and the other one that you mentioned as well, Brother David. So I'll turn it back over to you.
I appreciate that, sir. And I did get to see a lot of the video, you know, because I watched it, you know, when I was in the house, you know. And thank God for streaming. You know, sometimes you can't physically be there, but mentally and spiritually I was. And speaking of that, you know, like you said, we have just a small group of us on here tonight. But, you know, like someone already mentioned, we have everything we need. There's no excuses for us, none whatsoever. You know, we have all the talents. We have the wealth. We have the know-how. We have connections. And, you know, just us, you know, like I say, things, it's tightening up. People are more conscious than ever now. But we have a brother here, Brother Cliff, can you unmute yourself, that trying to connect all of these dots. It's extremely important what this brother's doing because everything that he does, it brings all of us into this fold together, all of us into this circle. Brother Cliff, let us, you know, and unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, it's not his fault, it was my fault because I told y'all I was having technical difficulties with my texting. And unfortunately, his event this past Wednesday, most of the people did not even get the text, you know, because I couldn't make the connection. And the same thing happened last Tuesday at our event. You know, I spent half the time trying to get people connected, and they still didn't get on. So, Brother Cliff, let people just a little brief, you know, what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Okay. Well, first of all, my apologies for being late for tonight's meeting. And it was not because I didn't get your text. It's because I was running around like a chicken with its head cut off for the last couple of hours. And I finally managed to get away long enough to do this. And then after I'm done here, I'm going to be back to running around like a chicken with its head cut off again. But I do apologize for missing the earlier part of this session because from what I was able to pick up, it seems that the presentation by Sister Jasmira Smothers, was a very powerful one, and I really would have liked to be able to catch up on that. And if I can find out more about that on the back end, then I would love to be able to do that. As far as what we did last Wednesday, it was another meeting of the what we're tentatively calling the Maryland Pan-African Cooperative Coalition. And the meeting we had last week was primarily just to go over a couple of proposals that I was throwing out as a possible strategic plan So is everything from finding a way to sort of bring together a lot of the community educators in some kind of a cooperative effort so that they are working to strengthen each other and work with each other as opposed to compete with each other. We touched a little bit on continuing the effort to increase the mutual support that we would have among our business organizations from Kioba to Tight Knit to IBA. We talked a little bit about a bit of a spiritual collective, an arts and culture collective, and also a grassroots collective that would not only bring a lot of the community organizations that exist around the city in particular together, but also bring them in, say, with Black Men Unifying Black Men, which I consider to be pretty much a citywide grassroots community organizing effort. So bringing all those things together and then finding a way to connect them with a lot of the international Pan-African organizing that two organizations that I belong to are involved in that will involve everything from a summit my organization's having in Panama to a recently announced African Diaspora Pan-African Congress, which is going to be held in Zimbabwe, of all places. And we're just starting to figure out whether or not it'll even be possible for us to be represented there. But the whole idea is to, if we're going to do what Malcolm said, stop taking our case from the wolf to the fox, start taking our case to the international, to the world community, A, to show them what Uncle Sam has done to us over the last 400 years, but also to show them how we hope to contribute to lifting up global Africa, African people all over the world who suffer all the same things that we suffer here, from police brutality to mass incarceration to political disenfranchisement. Everything we see here, you see in Brazil, you see in Europe, you see in Asia, and you see it on the African continent. So if we're going to bring all these people together and as a diaspora lift up our people everywhere we are outside of Africa and then link back with our brothers and sisters on the African continent, we have to be able to connect our local work with our international organizing. So that's one of the things that we're working on, we're trying to do in that regard. But if we want to be able to do that, even the international organizations have to be able to reach back to the grassroots communities where we come from. So there has to be that consistent connection that the international organizations have to be connected to the people on the ground where they come from. Otherwise, we can't claim to represent them. And the people on the ground have to be connected to the international effort so that they will know, for one, that they are not alone, that there are people all around the world that are fighting the same fight they are and willing to join them in it. So that's basically the main thing that we're trying to do is to start bringing a lot of these efforts together into one unified effort, because our enemies are certainly unified, whether they look like it or not. And also to bring in all those segments of our community that may feel like they are not being heard, feel like they have been left out, especially over the last 2+ years of isolation we have endured in COVID, the last 5 years we have endured with all this political turmoil that increased in the United States with the ascension of Trump, and kind of just bring in everyone from the elders to the youth, to the formerly incarcerated, to those of us who are suffering physically, mentally, spiritually, politically, philosophically, everything. Just bring all that stuff together. And once we're able to do that, then we'll go from those spread fingers of the hand, as Malcolm said, to the fist. And when we get to that fist, then we'll be able to do something.
Okay, sir. Make a powerful impact when you ball that fist collectively. And, you know, we're going to come to the end of the broadcast. But we have, last but not least, we have a young lady who's a subscriber to our publication, a longtime friend of mine, and always supported the National Black Unity News. Ms. Hazel Hunter, would you like to share, just say hello or whatever on your mind?
Good evening, everybody. It's just amazing what everybody's doing. I'm just overwhelmed. I did watch the tape of the show you did the other night. I was so impressed with how, I can't remember the guy's name, the interview, but everybody talked about how professional the paper look and all. And you should be very proud of the work that y'all do, you know, being having that kind of recognition. It was really a joy to know that other people appreciate the work that y'all are doing. Everybody, keep doing what you're doing, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because collectively, you know, that's why I cannot take the credit for this. You know, I play my part. You play your part. We play our part. But most importantly, God is playing his part. And that's what sets us apart from everybody else. You know, but like I say, by divine inspiration, we're going to move forward. And like you say, we're growing. We have new people like Jasmira. We got Brother Jerry on here. We're doing great and wonderful things. Have done what great and wonderful things. And we're looking forward to his contributions. And we have other people coming on board with us. And so the floodgates are opening. But the only thing is, you know, like Jasmira mentioned, and like so many of you have already they're going to be trials and, you know, on many occasions. We lost family members, you know, and illnesses and all type of atrocities came our way. But never, as I said before, but nevertheless, the paper still came out, no matter what. And like I say now, as Sister Hazel Hunter just mentioned, yes, people are picking up this publication. But, you know, when I tell people, I say when I get phone calls and people had a copy of the National Black Unity News, they say this one word, and I've published for over 45 years. They don't say it's a nice publication. They don't say, well, you know, it's well done. The over majority comments is this: I love this paper. I love it. And I kind of figured out why. You know, yes, the commentaries are great. The impact that we make are great. But you know what I think it is personally? It's because so many people behind the scenes are full of love, and it permeates off these pages. It's the love that we put in there. Because not only do we put up our own resources, we put up our time, everything into this publication. And to be quite frank, you know, we're not getting paid to do this. You know, there's going to be a time when money going to be flooding in the publication when we all get paid and everything like that. But, you know, but that's not the point. This is mission-driven. And a lot of you have gotten paid. I've gotten paid in certain kinds of ways, but there's no price that you can put on what we are doing. There's no price when you can touch somebody. Just like this young lady just came on in tonight. She had touched a multitude of us. Just with her own story. So can you imagine collectively our stories going across the globe, like we're in Africa right now, and all over the place, the lives that we are touching and changing just by hearing and reading your stories. So that's why I say it's a we thing, it's a us thing, and God is in control. But you know, everybody, you know, we all are part of this puzzle. But we need every piece of the puzzle to make their contributions, to write their articles on time, because this thing is growing. And just like I spent the last couple of days, and I love it, though, ain't no problem, stepping up in boxes to send out all over the country. And it's amazing. I mean, I look at every little label that I put on the envelopes and stuff to see that we're here, we're Arizona, we're here, we're there, and it's constantly growing. And so, and like I say, as we speak, we got a couple of editors on the continent right now sharing our information. And of course, they get it online anyway. But, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate all of your input. For those on Blog Talk Radio, for those who are on Facebook Live, we appreciate you. And for those who have took their time out this evening to be with us on this podcast, and like I say, man, each and every one of you are some powerful people. And like I said, only God could assemble such a group of people. And we're just a small nucleus of the whole. But nevertheless, you know, like I said, we're busy people. We're doing things. And for Brother Jerry, Sister Jasmira, you know, welcome aboard. And I believe Jasmira is on board with us. I ain't going to let her get away. You know, like I told her, with or without, I will work with her no matter where God sends her, you know, because like I say, we are a village. and my steps are ordered. And I ain't all of that. You know, I'm a wreck. But, you know, but God talked to her ass, if, you know, if he want to get his thing accomplished. And all of us fall short. But, you know, the one thing I do know, no matter who you are, what state of mind you're in, no matter what you have done, you know, God is such a great God, man, that he can turn, he can change if you're willing. That's the power what he gave us, the power to reason and the power, you know, the power to choose. And choose this way, all I'm going to suggest to you is choose wisely, ladies and gentlemen. A lot is at stake. Your contribution, you're the only one of your kind in the world. And so when we have you inside the national, working with us with the National Black Unity, we have such an exclusiveness. One and only, the one and only kind of Brother Cliff, the one and only of Vernon Street, the only kind of Brother Bill and stuff like that. You know, man, it's only, nobody else don't have that. We got them, though, and it's unique. That's why the National Black Unity News is unique. And so if you know people, share the word, share the publication, and please come back tomorrow night because, like I say, we're going, but we need to have that type of understanding who we are, and where we're going, and that's what you're going to get tomorrow night. So I'm going to say good night to each and every one of you. Thank you for your time. Much of love and respect. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't give in. Don't give up. Take care.
Good night.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night, all.
Good night, everybody. Good
night. Goodbye.
That concludes our broadcast. We wish everybody out there just listening on Blog Talk Radio, blessings without number, all good things without end. As our beginning was good, social development throughout eternity be good, and we dare struggle, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Good night.